This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, 7 after the hour, it has become obvious that we have another weekend upon us, and that means that we take the information that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the charts, the number of stories always is 10, the number of people is 10, top 10 stories and people this week, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers. This is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown show, which airs on all of the same stations pretty much, and then some. It was the DJV show, so I bring in the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner, to help us understand perhaps some of the talk radio conversation that takes place around all of these issues. At number 10, the space race. And a manner of speaking, it used to be the Russians and the Americans. Now it's the billionaires and their space race. So we liked all this week, right, ladies?
I liked it. There's certainly a lot of talk about, you know, the penis rocket. Sure,
right.
Jeff
rocket.
Bezos. Jeff Bezos got a face full of Botox and filler for the occasion. So and then he.
Did
oh yeah.
Do that? Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know, he wanted to look less like Dr. Evil, I guess.
Yeah, it did very much have an Austin Powers vibe. I don't know. I can't tell you that I'm huge fans of Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson. Like, they're kind of inconsequential to my life. But what I do think is cool is when I think about my parents' generation, and I think that in their lifetime, we've seen the creation of the space program through government means. We've seen all of this exploration that we've done. And now we're seeing space tourism. And I know for a lot of people, it was
private
a dud
industry.
Or they say that they didn't go that they didn't do far enough or that but you know what, I think it was still something to recognize as cool. It's something
there's
that's going to be a marker
be
in our
a
lifetime
critic. Is
right?
Always
well, there were a
be...
lot of critics I think for this
yeah.
one
yeah,
but
well.
You know and that's fine but I just think forget the people involved but think about the significance of what we've just
fabulously
seen,
significant yeah
right,
right.
I think
and where
it's cool.
it goes from here exactly. Okay, at number 9, and I do this differently every week. We take a different approach to it. I suppose I could give you the people list, and then they can intertwine into the stories. On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Bezos is at 10, Tucker Carlson 9, Mike Pence 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mitch McConnell 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Nancy Pelosi 4, Donald Trump 3, Fauci and Rand Paul tied for number 2, and Biden is number 1. Okay, back to the list of the stories. The Olympics, as they start this weekend, go over, what, a 10-day period, 2 weekends in 1 full week. I thought it was interesting that as the week comes to an end, one of the stories that's getting a lot of play is the story of a U.S. fencer who's under investigation already before they even get started for sexual misconduct. Apparently this guy, Alan Hadzik, has been on the team before and has been pushed aside, if you will, ostracized by, I wonder why he's even there, frankly. He's been charged a couple of different times with sexual misconduct. So why is he even there, I guess would be the question. If there's any, we all know, what did the numbers come out this week of 80,000 condoms and 900 of this and 9 million of that. Because it's always a very sexually active time for the involvees. And it's been, you know, a lot of marriages come out of this, a lot of pregnancies, a lot of hoopla, because these are young, active, physical kids, and boys will be boys and girls will be girls. I guess that's the admission. And so they, you know, but this thing, so is there a point at which that it goes too far? I guess, yeah, like in any other circumstance, if somebody says, no, I don't want to, and you keep going, this is apparently what this guy Hadzik does. And his teammates are not happy about him, so I don't know. Yeah, how much of a focus is fencing anyway these days? Is that a big deal? I don't know anything about fencing.
My mom was a fencer in college.
Was
that
she?
Was yeah,
really?
She loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So
that's the only person I've ever heard of and that I know in real life then, I guess. And I haven't met your mom yet, but wow.
It counts. It counts, by association. Yeah. Radio sister, she's your radio mom, stepmom.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. Number eight on the list is the situation with immigration, how it doesn't seem to be getting... Is anybody in the government even paying attention to this? It almost feels like there's a fiasco that's been created unnecessarily, and nobody's paying any attention to it, including
really
the impact it's having on COVID.
I mean, the fact is that I think we all, regardless of how we disagree on how to get there, or I think that all of us would like to see COVID not be a problem anymore, right? We don't want to see it impacting human life. We don't want to see it shutting down governments. We don't want to see it doing all these things. But yet nobody is talking about how like 900% of the new cases in Texas, everybody loves to talk about Texas because somehow they think that it's like a hit at a red state that they've got a COVID problem. The number of people, like the infections coming into Texas, it's over 900% of their cases or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
For all these immigrants. Yeah.
It's up 900% because of the migrants that are coming in. I mean, we have to be serious. If we are going to be seriously talking about COVID.
Okay,
we got to talk about that.
All right, let's talk about, you've just made me think about something. Ladies, what do you think of this? The 40% of the cases come from three states, Texas, Florida, and what was the other one, Missouri or something. But in the case of Texas, Florida, and there's a problem in California, admittedly, as well.
So
Utah and Alabama, too.
Okay, so these are the three biggest states that have problems with immigration. Could it be, can it be, is it a fact that the surge has come from the fact that there are so many illegals that have come into those three states over the past?
It's been a lot of the conversation in my circles in California.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. And, you know, maybe you hear my frustration. Again, I am not an anti-vax person. I want to make it really clear. I'm anti how the government is handling all this. And I am anti mandating people having to have a choice on their, I believe people get a choice on their health care. In any case, we've been talking about this for a while now. Everybody in California is either vaccinated or has had it for the most part. Like 70% vaccine rates in LA County, yet we're still seeing mask mandates imposed. And so people are going, why? And is it that people are traveling during the summer, getting more testing? And then it dawns on everybody. And then a story in the LA Times, I think over the weekend, I think it was Sunday, that talked about how the COVID cases are running rampant and people are just coming back and forth across the border without anybody saying anything about it. They're not even, I mean,
but Biden also got criticized when he said he was going to send COVID vaccines down to the border, and everybody was against that, too. So
who was? I wouldn't be.
There was a huge backlash.
Well, when he was doing
why are we spending money to vaccinate these people and blah, blah, blah?
But it was also the timing.
Over the border stuff. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, but it was also the timing. When he was talking about sending vaccines to the border, you had people waiting in very long lines to get vaccines here. And so the argument was,
I guess this is the result, right?
But you know what would fix the problem? Shutting it down. And Biden has no intention of doing that. His administration is not serious on the issue of immigration.
I don't think that this is a success by any stretch. But, you know, he's being criticized heavily from the right and heavily from the left because the left doesn't like that he has left some Trump policies in place. And on the right, it's everything that all the arguments that you're making. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. If obviously there isn't a clear and easy answer, or else someone would just do it. Trump didn't get to do it. Obama didn't fix it.
In the last year, the Remain in Mexico policy was absolutely effective. It really
was. Most Americans supported that. Anyway, we can with
no,
most of the things. Well, I think in my circle they did.
In right wing circles they supported
I'm
that.
Not
but
a
the rest
right-winger,
of America,
and you know that. So don't.
Well, you're more on the right than the left. You are.
I'm not a right winger by any stretch.
Okay, but you're more on the right than the left. The left did not support
more,
the Remain in Mexico at all.
I know a lot of people who are Democrats who supported it to the nth degree. Maybe it's an age thing, as I said before. But anyway, most of the things that we can circle back around this week have connection to the COVID situation and the Delta variant and vaccines and stuff. But I want to bring up number seven in a moment, our relationship with China, specifically with a focus on the hacking. We'll get to that right after this on the Talk Radio Review. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, here we are, 18 after the hour. Number 7 on the story list as we go through them. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria is on top of the China hacking of Microsoft. This is just yet another example of these people and the isolation that's taking place around the world, not just from America. More focus is on COVID, or does it? As people realize the Chinese are at war with everybody, and they want everything for themselves. So how is this settling in, the China hacking of Microsoft?
Well, COVID is not related to this, so
no.
Yeah, so there's these two separate issues. But one of the, if you're talking about the main headline from this week, was that the U.S., the European Union, and NATO, which is 30 nations strong, they all together for the first time pinpointed and the blame on China for the cyber attacks that went to specifically Microsoft. That was over 100,000 servers worldwide and on their Exchange hack. They're not ruling out further action to hold China accountable. That's one of the things that came from the White House this week. This is the officially the first time that the U.S. and allies are actually blaming China specifically. China. There's a backlash. You know, naturally China says, you know, we're all the bad guys and they're the good guys, and you know. I don't know what the answer is. The next step is they're going to expose the different tactics and techniques and procedures that China's state-sponsored cyber actors are using when targeting the U.S. and allied networks. And then they're going to also issue some advice for technical mitigations to confront it if you are an American company. So, I mean, look, cybersecurity, this is, as we say when we do the tech report, it's the hacking report. It's just one thing after another. The pipelines, and then, you know, and then the Microsoft and individual companies and Twitter and social media, everyone's getting hacked.
When it comes to China, it's just enough. I would say this, whether Trump was in the White House or if Biden's sitting in there right now, it's just enough. We need to do more than just talk. We need to start holding them accountable.
Yep.
And, it's too much. It's overwhelming. And at the same time this week, you have the climate czar, John Kerry, saying, well, China could do anything, but we still want to work with them on climate change.
Yeah.
Enough.
Hello. No, enough is enough. Well, you're right. Across the board, it's time to stop doing business and buying things made in China. 21 after the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour. We have a few moments in every hour of our DJV program devoted to Jay Kirshner, bringing us up to date on what's trending, our social media handles. By the way, you can find the top 10 lists that are both on, are they on all of our social media, Jay? Yes, I think they are, right? Facebook,
yeah,
listening,
yeah,
Twitter.
At DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And there, too. Okay, so we have posed some questions here. Which COVID-19 vaccine did you receive? And are you comfortable with your choice? So what kind of responses have you got from listeners to our programs?
When it comes to the vaccine, most people are fully comfortable with the choice, whether it was Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or their decision not to get the vaccine. Denise Nguyen says she had J&J 3 days before it was briefly recalled, but has felt that everything was positive since. She waited until the vaccine was available in her area, so she specifically wanted the J&J. Debbie Selby also got J&J, no side effects, but that was the one recommended because of her specific health issues.
Yeah.
And Jerry Roeder got Pfizer. Both he and his wife did, and they had zero side effects. I had Pfizer. I was tired and run down after the first round, and then the second round, it was a pretty tough 12 hours, and then all of a sudden everything disappeared as if it was never even there.
Yeah. Well, they say that's because the system that you have was kicking in and showing you that it worked, the immune system.
Oh, it kicked in hardcore. Yeah, I was curled into the fetal position in my son's little play pit area, and he just crawled on me like a jungle gym. I was
It made me wonder if I had actually had COVID and didn't know it earlier, because they say the stronger your response, the more likely it is that you did have COVID. So I don't know.
Yeah. And then there is the question or the decision-making process that will come in, because there are suggestions that you may want to have or may need to have a third shot. And that's part of the public discussion, I think, this week as well. Okay, next. What event are you most excited to watch in the Olympics? What do we get for responses there, Jay?
Gymnastics and swimming are probably the top ones, especially that synchronized swimming. Everybody loves the gymnastics. Dan Myers likes volleyball, archery, throw swimming in there, whitewater racing and track. Lynn Charlene says everything except rock climbing.
Rock climbing is an Olympic event?
It's a new, yes, they call it sport climbing. So it's like different challenges like on rock walls and stuff like that. It's new.
I could see why this would be a thing, especially because all of those other game reality shows, what is it, American Ninja Warrior and all that stuff.
They're popular, yep.
Yeah. All right, so I was about to say something, but it would be regarded as sexist, so I'll just keep you focused on the next comment. Who else are we going to hear from here?
David Boulos likes track and field.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next question. Bill Cosby's wife was not wearing her wedding ring, and we asked the listeners to the DJV program whether or not you or your spouse wear the wedding band. And what do we get? This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. Nancy Kuski says, husband never did because of work. She lost the diamond out of her ring years ago, so she just doesn't wear what's left. But they've been happily married for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference?
I don't wear my ring. My husband wears his, though. I just don't wear jewelry.
Yeah, same. I wear mine if my nails are done.
if your nails are done.
Yeah, like, I don't like wearing my rings. Yeah, because I feel like it just draws attention to the fact that my nails aren't done. So, but Louis wears his all the time.
Okay, who else is weighing in on this, Jay?
Jim Maloney says, yes, after 42 years of marriage, it would literally have to be cut off at this point.
Well, there are people whose fingers get fatter and, you know, the fat or the finger skin kind of grows around it. I've seen that, yeah. Who else is weighing in?
Gail Rumela. I don't wear my rings during gardening season because I lost a diamond during that years ago, and my husband doesn't wear his because it got too tight. I know a lot of people who will wear it as a necklace around their neck, too.
Comments to our questions you can do anytime during the week at Twitter, at DJV Show, same on Instagram. It's 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
At Nom Nom, we make real, good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our four-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus is not deadlier. It seems to be more contagious. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The U.S. is experiencing a rise in new COVID cases that are being attributed to the highly transmissible Delta strain of the coronavirus. Delta now accounts for more than 80% of those new cases, the country now averaging about 43,000 new infections a day. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CBS's Face the Nation explained why the Delta variant is more infectious than other strains of the virus.
What we know is that the virus levels that you develop early in the course of the infection are significantly higher with this Delta virus than with the old strains. And that's why people are more contagious. That's why this is spreading more rapidly. But the other thing we know about this is that those virus levels go up very quickly. And that's why we think that the virus is more, it's easier for this virus to overwhelm the immune system. So, for example, if you have a vaccine that you got 7 or 8 months ago and your antibody levels are declining, if you get this new Delta variant, it's easier for this Delta variant to overwhelm low antibody levels. And that's why we're considering whether or not some people might need boosters to increase their antibody levels.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Actor LeVar Burton begins his run as a Jeopardy guest host on Monday's broadcast. Following the death of longtime host Alex Trebek in November of 2020, numerous guest hosts were selected to zero in on a permanent host. LeVar is known for Reading Rainbow and Star Trek. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back to our focus here on I was looking at a story about the right to repair that's going on. That's a big topic among certain segments of our society. Did not make it into the top 10. However, the story list from Talkers Magazine, this is the DJV overview. And a lot of you who listen to this over the weekend and don't listen to DJV during the week and are curious about us, if we're not on the station that's carrying the program, you can hear us. If you just go to djvshow.com, you can catch the program every day in its entirety online, djvshow.com, and also our podcasts as well, including one that we did this week on the 10 worst businesses in America. You can find that. A lot of trending things are part of our discussion. Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Number six on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, is a focus on crime and gun violence. And I guess my only comment here is a realization looking at the stats. We had this conversation on the DJV show earlier in the week about how even though it's highly touted and greatly reported that the crime stats in comparison to 10, 20, 30 years ago are less. And I don't know whether we all agreed. It was my point that the reason we talk more about it is because it's reported more. I don't remember whether we got agreement on that
or
not.
Well, it's also up over year to date. I mean, yes, I think you can look back and say, well, yeah, 30 years ago, we were dealing with a spike in crime like this. But it, when you look at against 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, crime is significantly up. And I think it also depends on where you are. I mean, right now, big cities like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles are seeing record high numbers of crimes. I mean, we write off the fact that 50 black men are killed usually every weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And people just accept
by
it.
Other black
Nobody
men.
Wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say anything about it. For whatever reason, we let this one go. We just say, well, it's Chicago or what. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that. It's an ugly story, right? In Los Angeles, homicides are up 300%. I mean, I think it's hard to talk about crime numbers broadly because I think you have to really drill down at where your hot spots are. And right now, I have never felt more unsafe in Los Angeles probably since the riots. When I was in high school, when everybody was at each other's throats, when there was a lot of tension and divide, it feels like we're headed in that direction again. It feels like people can walk into stores, literally, at a TJ Maxx, and many of you guys may have seen this because it made national news. At a TJ Maxx in Granada Hills, the one that I pass by almost every single day to go to my office, people walked in with big, huge duffel bags. They loaded them up with designer purses and stuff. And walked right out. They didn't even run out of the store. They did it in broad daylight during the afternoon, and they just walked out of the store. Nobody did anything about it. They just let them go. Because there is no punishment happening in California. This is a consequence, as much as probably the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about it, this is a consequence of talking about defunding the police. This is a consequence.
Well, Biden has made it very clear.
But that also,
Biden
is a game of semantics.
He also just said at the town hall, again, he has never once said he wants to defund the police.
Because I can tell you right now, Victoria, I'll tell you right now, during the debate, you can go back and look it up, this is not made up, this is not a right-wing talking point. He said he supported the reallocation.
Of course it is.
He said that he supported the
refunding.
Yes, it is.
It is not, Jen. It's absolutely not. Because Doug has made the same statement. Doug, have you not?
And he,
you said you're not in favor of defunding the police. You're
what did you say?
The
complete reorganization.
Yeah, because that's exactly what Biden has said and stands by it.
Because you have said, Doug, that defunding the police is a loser message. And so it's about reallocating the police.
But reallocating.
When you're taking money away from the police, you're defunding them.
Not with me.
How is reallocating, how is reallocating from the police into communities not defunding the police?
I didn't say, that isn't what I said. I'm taking money.
That's reallocating.
We need to rethink how we run the entire public sector because nobody's getting the services out of any department, whether it's the police, the schools, the trash pickup. It's a disaster in most every community and every state across the country.
However,
public service is not being public is not being served.
Funds, yeah, but shuffling funds around, going from instead of spending more money on certain programs or whatever that police departments across the country have, and reallocating those same funds, and this is not defunding, it's moving funds over to having
a social worker. I just want people to be responsible.
This is where this is working. Okay, the NYPD, this is from their own website, from their own press release. The NYPD for the month of June of 2021 has reported all the crime stats. They have done, as the last year has gone on, they have worked in tandem with community partners. They have reallocated funds. Murder decreased by 23.3%. Shooting incidents decreased by 19.5% from June of 2020 to June of 2021. This is working. They said, gun arrests are up 99.4% from the same period a year ago. This is what reallocating the funds
taking
looks
money
like.
From the police and giving
this
it to social
taking
workers.
This is not from the police, Jen.
No, but giving money to a program sending social workers out to respond to crime, that is defunding the police, no matter what you call it.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
You know what? Honestly, that just feels like you don't want a win for anybody who wants to do something that's not traditional policing.
I want a safe community.
There's the safe community.
Look,
I just gave you the stats. It's working.
I'm telling you right now, you've got social workers that are responding to crime in Los Angeles. The crime is skyrocketing there. It is skyrocketing every place where we've talked about defunding the police. Just is. The numbers are there.
New York, plenty have talked about this.
Time for us to move on.
At this point.
All right. It's 40 past the hour. Number 5 is the economy and inflation fears. And again, we're back to fear-based thinking. Joe Biden said this week that whatever inflation we have will not be permanent. I don't know how he comes to that conclusion.
Wall Street
how you know
says that too. And
I mean,
that's
crystal
you
ball.
Know, well, there are a lot of Wall Street
But they say that because they don't want things to fall apart. I don't want them to fall apart either. I want to think that we won't have a problem with inflation. But it's almost 5% at the moment. 4.7% with the cost of gasoline and food, travel, almost every sector. Buy a new piece of furniture and see what that costs you.
That was another whopper during that town hall. He said that it was that inflation was temporary, and even Larry Summers says so. And Larry Summers has a whole article about how inflation is here to stay and that it might be a trouble for the Biden
administration. Well, I don't. Inflation comes and goes, ebbs and flows. It's not something. I mean, you have it. And
but
what do you do about
so quickly,
it?
The number of spend more money.
Well, the way people are spending now, I was talking where I talked to somebody somebody in the real estate business this week that I know well, and he said to me that he's never seen anything like this in his 35 or 40 years selling real estate. The way, and not only here in Massachusetts, you can look across the country and it's happening
it's everywhere.
Yep. People paying $75,000, $85,000, $90,000 more than asked to get into a house. And it's being, most of it's being propelled by these big corporations who are buying real estate and renting the houses back out again because people either can't afford to or don't want to own property. I would never buy any property in California again. I just want to rent. I would not do that on, obviously, the other side of the world where I live on my farm. But
rents
a lot of people, rents are up, yeah. Everybody, but these big companies, these big public companies are, and investment firms are buying just individual ordinary houses and renting them out because this is where the influx is. This is where this is where people want to be at the moment. They don't see the dream that my generation and generations before, the American dream was to own your own home.
Yep.
That was your retirement.
The sad thing is the more you pay in rent, the less you can ever afford that. That dream gets further and further away because all your money's going to a high-priced rent. It's really sad.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Number four, the situation with the wildfires, the heat wave, what's happened here on the East Coast is that we can smell and we can see because of the jet stream. The results of the heat, the wildfires, and the smoke coming across the country. It's
all day
pretty bizarre.
It was, you could see, yesterday around 6 o'clock, we finally saw blue sky again in New Jersey, where I am on the shore. And it wasn't until, like, last night where you could see the blue sky popping through, and there's no precipitation anywhere on the radar, but there are these dark clouds, and they're smoke clouds. And last night was the first time that there was a beautiful full moon, but it was, we also got to see, where, we also got to see where those smoke clouds are, and they're pretty gnarly looking. I can't imagine being closer to the source and breathing that in.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three and number two, in my opinion, you can argue with me if you want, are just rehashes. There's nothing new on election denial and the voting legislation. I don't feel or hear or sense there's anything new on that at all.
Well,
it's the same old stuff.
They're just trying to say that they want to put the For the People Act into a reconciliation bill. So. That's been what's been tossed around D.C. is that the Chuck Schumer and the Democrats want to put in infrastructure, amnesty, and voting rights into a budget bill. And it's striking up a lot of controversy.
And number two is the January 6th committee. I think that's a lot of
That was drama this week, though. Were you following that story?
Well,
that was a lot of drama.
Is there anything new coming out of the conversations is the question.
Yeah. So the recap on that is that it was not voted on, this idea for a January 6th committee, not voted on by Republicans. There's already four investigations and FBI arrests, like 150 people, or no, 600 people, I think. So the Republicans didn't support it. Nancy Pelosi decided to do a select committee, and by the rules of Congress, you have five open positions for the minority party. So Kevin McCarthy he's the minority leader, said, all right, we'll fill those. Here's who we want to put on there. And Jim Banks and Jim Jordan were at the top of the list. And Congressman from Ohio, Jordan, and Indiana, Jim Banks. And Nancy Pelosi said, I will not accept them. I'm denying them the right to be on this committee.
Because they voted to not certify Biden's win. That's why.
I think
that makes
political sense.
Why would you have them on a committee that's supposed to be investigating?
Because
a blatant support of Trump. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Well, I mean, they're
someone who is not
Adam
biased.
Schiff.
if that's true, then Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney and Jamie Raskin would not be sitting on the committee. I mean, Adam Schiff lied to the cameras for years saying he saw incontrovertible evidence of Trump colluding with Russia while he was investigating him for impeachment. He lied. That evidence did not exist, and he is sitting at the front of the committee. So
all
if that is true,
if Liz Cheney's on the committee, I'm all for it.
I know.
Okay.
Anyway, so now Kevin McCarthy's not filling any positions. Okay. So there you go.
45 past the hour, a take on COVID after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
All right, so vaccine mandates controversial. Are they effective? I have was talking about a fellow I know is a talk host down in Nashville, Phil Valentine, who was not for getting vaccinated, but he's not on his deathbed, but he's a pretty sick puppy in the hospital down there. So, all right, there's a lot of discussion about the variant. There are more people that are getting it, easier to get, especially if you don't have a shot. You won't die from it, but it's pretty uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the focus is back on, or it ought to be, on China and what the world community is going to do about the fact that it's obvious what they did and how they did it and why they did it. So there's that. There's so many different ways to look at this thing. I think we've all had, well, Jennifer, you had COVID, so you didn't get a vaccine. Are you thinking at all about getting a vaccine? Your folks had it, I think, right? Both your folks had vaccines. Where'd Jennifer go? Did I lose her?
All right. Sorry, I was talking to you with my microphone off.
No,
I think about it. I think about it every day, actually, because I want to do what's best for me and my health. And there is not a lot of information that is out there for people who have had the virus. There wasn't a lot of information.
Has Jeff had his
shots?
When
I had it? He works in the medical profession. So, yeah, he has it.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to wait 6 months, right, if you've had COVID. A lot of doctors that we know have said wait 6 months before you get it.
Some people are saying don't get it at all. Some people are saying to wait. Some people say get one shot.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Good discussion. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour. Just
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large
or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three after the hour now on Tech Talk. It's our review at the end of the week of the top 5 items that Victoria Keelan has deemed to be important this week and how they affect you, etc. We'll explain from 5 to number 1. At number 5, there is an arrest that has happened, and you want to tell us about who it is and under what circumstances. Number 5.
Yep, Joseph O'Connor, a 22-year-old UK citizen who goes by the handle Plugwalk Joe, was arrested in Spain on Wednesday in connection to the 2020 Twitter hack, which was one of the biggest hacks that Twitter has ever experienced. All major, everybody who was famous on Twitter, President Obama, Elon Musk, Kim Kardashian, I mean, everybody was taken down. And this guy made off with $100,000 in Bitcoin. So the U.S. Department of Justice said that he's being charged with computer intrusions related to takeovers of TikTok and Snapchat and Twitter, and he was arrested on multiple accounts of illegally assessing, accessing computers without authorization. He's a well-known hacker, very bold, very...
How do you become a well-known hacker?
Because people see his handle as Plugwalk Joe. He has been credited and has taken credit for lots of
hacks. So why isn't he in jail?
Well, he is now.
Yeah, I know, but why?
They finally caught him. Well, because he doesn't leave a trace. I mean, it's called SIM swapping, and it's a method of hijacking valuable social media accounts. You manipulate the cellular network of employees, and then you duplicate their phone numbers so that you can actually get past the two-factor authentication. So it's a whole thing. But so he's facing multiple years. Graham Ivan Clark, who was called the teenage mastermind of this entire plan, I believe he was based in Florida. He and two others were already arrested last year, and Clark has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in this. So I would assume that Joseph O'Connor will get more than 3 years.
All right, number 4. Focus on the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep, so DHS announced this week that new security regulations for pipeline operators are in effect now to bolster their defense against cyber attacks. As we know, the Colonial Pipeline attack in May crippled basically the entire East Coast fuel supply, gas shortages, things like that. And so Homeland Security says that through this new security directive, DHS can better ensure that the pipeline sector takes the steps that they're going to need to take to safeguard their operations. They have to essentially hire their own security. They have a different, they have a whole new set of rules that the department is, has ordered all these pipeline operators to, it's a protocol that they all have to follow. And so hopefully, you know, as we put more of an emphasis on cybersecurity, which seems like every week, you know, when we talk about what is big in tech, you know, yeah, there's some great new products coming out, but it's also a lot of hacking. It's a lot of hacking reports. So.
All right, number three. Hackers abound at Facebook, in a manner of speaking. Yep,
there's
right.
another one. This one is this one makes me extra angry because this one is targeting our veterans, our U.S. military veterans. And so if you're a member of the U.S. military and you've gotten Facebook messages from private sector recruiters, you know, offering you a lucrative future in either aerospace or defense contracting, Facebook has some bad news. They've revealed that they've tracked and at least partially disrupted a long-running Iranian hacking campaign that used Facebook accounts to pose as recruiters, and they've essentially reeled in, they've aimed, they have specifically targeted U.S. military veterans. They had a fake veteran site called Hire Military Heroes, which sounds wonderful.
How sick is
and that? It's totally sick. And that was designed to trick these veterans into installing a desktop app on their PC that contained malware. And then essentially it steals all of their data. So I'm happy that Facebook finally did something good for a change here. And so they've actually were able to find this hacking ring. And where it goes from here, I don't know, because this is sort of international waters, in a sense. So we know that this group is called Tortoiseshell. And so but again, finding these groups, it's not easy.
All right, finding the bad guys in China is the focus of number two this week.
Yep, this was a big initiative. So the United States, the European Union, NATO, which is 30 nations strong, all of them got together to officially blame China's Ministry of State Security, MSS, for the sophisticated attack on Microsoft. As we remember, that happened last year, and 100,000 servers worldwide were affected. This also trickled down into 200 different companies that were hacked. So the Biden administration has said, this is the first time that we're actually making it clear that China's actions are threatening our cybersecurity, our cyberspace, and national security. So this was a big, bold statement from everybody, and now we need to see what the next step will be.
Mm-hmm. Number one this week, Federal Trade Commission getting in on some action.
Yeah, this was huge. So the Federal Trade Commission said that they are now actively looking into the right to repair, everything from tractors to smartphones. This is going to be great, I think, for
good
business.
Good news. It's about time. All right, that's it, the list. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.